knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
Dean, it's so catchy.
It is catchy. It is very catchy.
So is Dean.
Yeah, you can catch Dean Richards. Actually, you can catch him nationwide very, very soon,
yes,
Wendy.
Yes, big news.
Birthday, right here on the Bill and Wendy Show, everybody.
Hey, Dean. Dean, congratulations. Your showbiz reports are going worldwide.
Well, yes. My entertainment reports and my Friday reviews,
yeah,
which we do here on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because the Bill and Wendy can't wait.
That's right. We're impatient. Right.
They can't wait till Friday.
No.
Some other cities around the country.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Did you just find this out yourself, or has this been brewing for a while?
I found out a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Is it going to change you now that you're a national celebrity? How will this alter your personality?
Yeah, probably not, since I don't get one penny more for it. So, you know, if anything, it makes me more bitter.
Good.
Great.
That's how we like you. That's perfect. That's excellent news.
Well done and bitter, like my coffee.
Happy birthday to Robin Baumgarten. I know we're a little late,
a day late.
Yes, yeah. I left her a message. And could you tell Anna Balaval, I don't know how to say her name, Bill.
Is that right?
She was so funny with the Blue Man Group people. I just love her. God, she makes me laugh.
She's a good one, that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Although, I got a little Anna Balaval bone to pick.
Oh, what happened?
And she might be listening. She's big fans of Bill and Wendy. She may be listening right now.
What happened?
Made fun of my water bottle. I have a, you know, like a water bottle, not the kind like you throw away. It's like, you know, one that you buy and you fill it up with. We have filtered water.
Sure.
Is there a straw or no straw?
There is a. There's a little spout on it, and this is the bone of contention with Anna.
Yeah.
There's a little spout on the lid of this thing, and a straw that goes inside the bottle.
So
straw goes all the way to the bottom, and then you just kind of suck the water out of the little spout.
Mm-hmm.
Anna says it's like a sippy cup for her little son.
Oh,
it is.
And she's been making fun of me.
Oh.
I'm with her on that.
She's trying to water bottle shame me.
She can't do that to you.
It's only made me more resolute to show off the bottle now. And
see, the one thing, and she obviously doesn't know this, you don't make fun of a man's water bottle. That's you just don't.
Right.
It's an unwritten rule. Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. She's
obviously you're a man.
She's jealous.
What's wrong with it?
Sounds like jealousy to
me. She wants me to chug it out of a gallon bottle like she does.
Right.
Although it's hard to clean. That's why I asked if there was a straw.
Dean, I have seen her twice. She comes in sometimes. She fills in for Wendy. She'll take, you know, the Hinkley Springs, the giant blue jug that's...
Yeah,
she'll
gallons.
Take the whole thing and lift it up and just drink it in one gulp.
Yep. No wonder she thinks I have a little...
Yeah.
Fancy boy.
No, you don't have to finish. You're fine.
No, the straw, the thing that I like about this, the straw is inside the bottle.
Yeah. But then how do you wash it?
You just wash the little nozzle-y thing.
The nozzle nib.
Yeah.
The nozzle nib?
Yeah, it's called a nozzle nib.
That's a great band name.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's all you need to wash. The rest is self-cleaning.
Do you put it in the dishwasher? Because it's hard to get in there. Do you have a nozzle nib brush?
I don't stick my tongue in the little... My lips go around the thing. And
yeah, that's fine. Well, she's just out. She's obviously jealous, Dean, and I'm sorry you're going through this.
She's very jealous.
It's not fair to you.
She's been shaming me. She put it on the Instagram. I guess all the kids are on the Instagram making fun of their uncle.
Oh, we can't have this.
A sippy cup.
No, it's not a sippy cup. Dean, I'm hearing word that there's going to be a movie based on one of my favorite TV shows, but I'm confused as to how they can pull this off. Breaking Bad?
Are talking about Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Timing wasn't perfect on that, but the point is still the same. Yes, there is going to be.
They are.
They're going to make a full-length movie. Vince Gilligan, the show creator, writer, director, producer, made the announcement yesterday, but didn't give any details. But today, we did get some details on it, that it's definitely going to be a sequel. It's going to be a continuation of where the Breaking Bad series left off when it went off the air.
Now, a major character should, if what we saw to be true is true, can't be in it. Yeah.
You're talking about Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston, yes.
But
Walter White.
He could be in it if it's in flashbacks.
Oh, I guess so.
If the writing is creative, and certainly they've demonstrated some amazing writing on that show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that he could, you know, be in certain sequences, but it's going to be based on Aaron Paul's character.
Jesse.
Jesse Strickland, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, so that's what we know so far. Bryan Cranston has said he has not seen a script yet. He would love to be in it. Nobody's asked him to be in it yet.
Oh,
but, that's bad.
But if they do, he would like to be in it. And just, you know, if Vince Gilligan is listening right now, I also would like to be
in it. Oh, you want to be in it, Dean. All right.
So if
I hope that water bottle story doesn't keep you from being in it, because that'd be horrible.
I'm going to blame Anna for that.
You should.
Killing my career.
You should.
I could have been a meth dealer.
There's a phrase that I don't think has ever come up on the show
You've
until
never
just now.
Seen a meth dealer with a sippy cup?
No.
Because now Anna's
never.
Made it that way.
Dean, a year ago at this time, we got similar word about a Sopranos movie, and then I never heard anything about it again.
I haven't either. I was thinking about that the other day, that there was talk about that. It came and went, and I don't know what's going on. I get people asking me about it. Every once in a while, I send emails to people who are, you know, behind the creative process.
Sure.
That whole thing, I never hear.
Nothing
bad. I hear back less about that than I do about Devil in the White City, that we've also been waiting forever.
Yeah.
That people also ask me, whatever happened, they were going to make Devil in the White City. And I honestly, I don't know what.
That was Scorsese, right? Wasn't he behind
Scorsese
that?
Scorsese and Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be behind all that. And I have no, I don't know if it's normally those kinds of things can be licensing issues.
Well, maybe.
Things like that. But it's got to be 12 years. It's got to be 12, 15 years since they first started talking about.
I don't think Scorsese's name was connected with it, but they were saying they were going to sell the rights, and I don't know how that could miss as a movie. The story is just fantastic, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, those are some of the mysteries of, you know, things that say that they're going to happen that are not. This Breaking Bad thing, though, they're starting production later this month in New Mexico.
Wow.
So that's definitely going to happen.
All right. Good news there. All right. Dean Richards is our guest. Dean wants to be
Gilligan.
In the movie. Sure. Of course.
What kind of role would you play?
I'll denounce my sippy cup. I call it water bottle. if that's what it takes.
Right. To be in this big hit? All right.
Would you be a meth head? What character would you want?
I would like to think I'd be a nice meth head.
Right.
I think I'd make
you'd be a great meth head. The best of all time.
Fantastic meth head.
Oh, well, everybody knows that. All right, we'll find out what new movies are opening up next with Dean. That's coming up in just a minute. Dean Richards is here. Dean Richards from Breaking Bad 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Meth head number one.
Meth head number one.
A good meth head, though.
Yeah, of course. Meth head with a heart of gold.
Kindly meth head.
Yep.
Well-intentioned.
Yes, always well-intentioned. Dean, the Grinch, but not the Grinch like we're used to seeing, a different kind of version of the Grinch, kind of, sort of, huh?
Well, you know, it's if you go back to the original animated 1966 with the Boris Karloff version, it is a little bit like the one that we're used to.
Yeah.
This is the new version that's called Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. Benedict Cumberbatch is now the voice of the mean green one, the orneriest guy ever who wants to steal Christmas from all the Whos in Whoville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much to the tone of the original Dr. Seuss book and the 1966 version. It's strayed, you know, through the years. I think the worst being the Jim Carrey version, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That was just it was a mess, and so far away from what Dr. Seuss book originally intended for this. This one is much back to being much sweeter. There is more than just evil. For the Grinch, there's empathy and some humanity even in him. It's a beautifully computer generated this time. The movie looks absolutely beautiful. It's got a great soundtrack, a very updated soundtrack. There's a few new storylines in addition to the rhyming prose and the main story of the Grinch stealing Christmas from Whoville. I really sort of like this movie. You know, it is, I think, for little kids are going to like it better than some of the older kids. But if you want to you know, for me, it was just a big splash of nostalgia, and really reminded me of the Boris Karloff version. I can't wait to see it again. I always try to, you know, if it's on someplace during the holiday season, I always try to stop and watch it because I like it. But this one does a very nice job, and I gave it a Dean's List B+.
Excellent. Very encouraging.
That's so cute. He looks cuter now than he did.
He does look a little cuter.
Yeah. He does. He's adorable.
Go to...
He's hot.
He's hot.
Come
you said
on.
It. No, I think you said it right.
Stop
he's
it,
sizzling,
adorable.
Sizzling hot. I'm surprised he wasn't named as the world's sexiest man by People Magazine.
Damn Idris Elba.
Yeah, he ruins everything. Girl in the Spider Web. This is a sequel to The Girl in the Dragon Tattoo, but with a different cast.
Yeah, it is. Claire Foy is the main character in the movie now, Lisbeth Salander. She is, they kind of set up who she is. You get a little bit of backstory on her this time. You really do not have to have seen Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at all to get or understand what's going on with this one, because it's all laid out. It's one of the way too many subplots in this movie that I think that murk this movie up and make it a little bit excessive. She is literally sort of a vigilante out to avenge men who abuse women, who physically and sexually abuse women because of something that happened in her own life. That becomes a sort of a side story to the main plot of this movie because she is such a clever vigilante and you know, gets her man that she's called upon to... help hack an NSA security program that could destroy the world if it gets into the wrong hands. And you're never going to believe it. It gets
it
into
does?
The wrong hands. It actually gets into the wrong
hands. I didn't see that coming.
So therefore, she has to take steps to try to get it back into the right hands. You know, Spiderweb is really the perfect name for this movie because it's there's so much in here that tangles you up in plots and subplots that just seem to come out of nowhere and get all, you know, get on your face and you can't get it off. They go nowhere, really. I thought it was excessive. It's beautifully shot. It is beautiful to look at. But if ever there was a movie where the old adage, less is more, applies, it's to this movie. They could have cut back, not time-wise so much, but there's just so much going on in this movie that it waters down what could have been a really interesting thriller. So I gave it a Dean's List C-.
C- for Girl in the Spider's Web. And then one more this week, and it's Outlaw King. I don't know anything about Outlaw King. What is this?
Outlaw King is a movie that is going to be released both theatrically and also on Netflix at the same time. This hasn't happened too often where, you know, this they are being released on two different platforms like this. But it is the true story of Robert the Bruce. Does that ring a bell for you at all?
Not really.
It didn't for me in the beginning. But anybody who knows Scottish history knows that this is a legendary person in Scottish history. True story. A vanquished Scottish nobleman who is forced to become an outlaw leader of the Scots, fighting off Edward I of England in the occupation of medieval Scotland. So that's the basic story. It's set in medieval times, and I don't mean the very fine restaurant where you can also see
jousting
suits of armor.
Yeah.
Out in wherever that is, Itasca or whatever.
Western suburbs.
It's very much, it will remind you very much of Mel Gibson's Braveheart. It's brutal, it's gritty, it's mud-filled. The thing that I like about this movie is that it also manages to weave in fairly effortlessly personal stories of the players in here. So not only are you seeing people getting, you know, their heads cut off and, you know, all the brutality of war, but you're seeing some very lovely personal stories as well. But make no mistake, this is an old-fashioned war, you know, medieval war epic. It really does not break any new ground. Interesting history lesson. I now know who Robert the Bruce is.
Yeah.
And oh, do I have a fantastic little footnote to tell you about this.
Yeah?
Bill,
What is it?
You may even know this. I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Because here's the headline of this movie, Wendy. There is a momentary frontal nude scene with this movie star, Chris Pine.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah. Captain Kirk.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
That's
all right. So when Wendy wears 3D glasses to the screening, is that going to be...
She wants to know where she can get a DVD copy where she can
immediately
pause.
BVD copy.
the scene is, if you blink, you're going to miss it.
Oh.
But it's there, and people are talking about it.
Oh.
So be aware of that. I thought it was a good, not great, Dean's List B. But here's the part that Bill's going to love about this movie.
What's that?
Apparently, when they were creating the character of Batman.
Yes.
And trying to come up with the name for Batman's, spoiler alert, Batman's secret identity.
Yes.
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
They decided on the name Bruce based on the Scottish warrior Robert the Bruce.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so this guy, I am told, was the namesake for Bruce Wayne.
How about that? That's a great tidbit that I had never heard. Thank you, Dean.
Little Batman.
I love it.
I'm getting a text that someone asked Dean what he is doing for our primetime special next Wednesday night.
Oh.
who sent that?
Hoover.
Our primetime
Jeff Hoover, producer of the WGN-TV Morning News.
Is he in the next room?
Yeah. There he
He's
is.
He's in the next room texting you.
Oh.
So?
Well, we're doing a big primetime special, the WGN Morning News primetime special that's this coming Wednesday.
It was great last year, Dean.
It was fun last year.
I thought it was really good.
We had a good show, and we've got lots of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
We have invited so many A-listers to be on the show. I would say like 99% of them have turned us down.
Oh, flat. That's too bad.
So we've got lots of different things that are going to be happening. But I will be at the DuPage County Fairgrounds next Wednesday night between 7 and 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
in a tank. And I'm going to be crushing stuff with a tank.
Oh, excellent.
Out at the
Can't wait to see this.
DuPage County Fairgrounds, including two of our WGN-TV news trucks.
Yes.
You've seen these trucks.
Oh, cool.
Out on the street, and you know we're out gathering news, breaking news as it happens. The tank that I will be in will be crushing two of those trucks.
You can't beat that.
Wait.
Dean, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
That's Dean Richards. We'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. That's coming up in a moment.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Eric Rung from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.